Grand Valley's College of Liberal Arts and Sciences sending their faculty and staff to, well, let's just say brag on their good doings. My next guest to do just that, plus to remind you to practice your golf game now. Paul Stevenson, Dr. Stevenson, will share the importance of attending class on the green, the importance of scholarships, and the importance of, taking a class or two in statistics. Paul Stevenson, good morning. Welcome to you.
Welcome. Pleasure. It's yes. Great to have you here.
Yeah,
great to be here.
Yeah. Hey, good things happening when it comes to the statistics department under your leadership, professor and department chair. How big of a deal was statistics to you as a kid?
Well, I always was interested in data and statistics, probably more through sports than anything else, but it always caught my attention. I always enjoyed quantitative reasoning and mathematics. And then when I got to college, I learned about the love of collecting data and analyzing that data and presenting it in meaningful ways. So it was just a natural pursuit to continue to study statistics.
Great. Your field of study, according to my research, applications and expertise, quality control, design of experience. Are you in front of the students?
Yeah, all the time. I teach two classes. One class I taught this semester was design of experiments, and the other class I taught was clinical trials in our master's program in biostatistics.
Who takes a class in statistics?
Well, a wide variety of students across the university. Nearly every student, would be a candidate for taking stats, and many of the majors across the university require it. Data is collected in every field of inquiry, and an understanding of how to analyze data, present data in a meaningful way, and draw inference from data is an important skill.
And tell me a little bit of your career progression. You were a Clemson grad?
I was. Went to graduate school at Clemson, came here in 1994, and I've been here since. So I've been at Grand Valley for 20 years.
That's good. Lots of minds you have shaped. Is there a degree in statistics?
Yes, there is. There's an undergraduate major in statistics. There's a professional science master's degree that we offer here at Grand Valley in biostatistics, and we offer two minors, one in applied statistics and one in mathematical statistics.
Job opportunities available?
Yeah, we can't seem to graduate enough students for the opportunities. Data science has really taken off with regards to a discipline, and that would be collecting and analyzing data for the purposes of industry, and we can't seem to graduate enough students in order for the opportunities in our discipline.
Great. There goes out your call for, if you're considering this field, then do it and get enrolled. We'll talk about your contact information near the end, Dr. Stevenson. You also are very interested in, looks like a great positive mind-body-health relationship. You live a healthy lifestyle.
Well, I certainly think that's an important part of what we should all be doing. I at least live that out by trying to dedicate some of my time each and every day to walking around the campus. I've got a number of colleagues, and we enjoy walking around the campus at least, three or four times a week. And of course, eating a balanced diet is also important.
You ever fall off the wagon?
Yeah, sometimes you get too consumed in your daily activities, and you have a tendency to either grab something that you probably shouldn't to eat, or you don't take the time to exercise the way that we ought to.
Yes, well, again, the experts I've interviewed, that 80-20 rule can get us through appropriately. You ask us to mark our calendars for June 15th. What's happening?
Well, we're holding our annual Class on the Green golf outing for the benefit of students, a student scholarship fund in the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences. We know that the state funding for public university has been declining for decades. And in fact, this year, I think around 17% of the funding for a student would come from the state, which means the rest, the 83% of the burden relies on the students and their families. So recognizing how a little help could help relieve the burden and enhance the academic experience for our students in class, we've created this endowed scholarship fund. And the purpose of that would be to provide our students with scholarships that could be used to support their academic endeavors.
Great. So an excuse to support that in any way possible, but also a pretty cool way to get back from what you give is to play a little golf on the 15th. Class on the green. How do we pay attention to this? In other words, where do we head?
Well, that's a golf outing that'll be held at the Meadows Golf Club on the afternoon of June the 15th. Essentially, you can either sign up a four-person team or you can sign up as an individual and we'll place you on a team. Of course, if you can't join us on the 15th, you could contribute to the class scholarship fund by sponsoring a hole. But that afternoon, we'll have a variety of games. We'll certainly have a cook-off celebration at the end of the event, and all the proceeds from the Class on the Green golf outing go directly to the Class Student Scholarship Fund.
The shotgun starts at 1 o'clock. Looks like your cookout and celebration is a great way to end the day as well.
Yep.
Talking about Class on the Green and more, Dr. Paul Stevenson with us from the Department of Statistics. Meadows Golf Course, have you played it?
Yeah, many times. Mm-hmm. It's a fantastic course. Yeah.
What makes for a fantastic course? Put on your golf expertise.
Well, I think, one, there's got to be some challenge, and certainly there's lots of challenge at the Meadows, the high grass and sand bunkers and the water that you have to navigate. But the other thing about it is, I think it's got a really nice track with regards to the way the course itself is contoured, and with the variety of pin placements that they have, even though I've played it well over 100 times, it feels like a unique experience every time I play.
That's great. And if one is new to golf, we can kind of still, I trust this is a scramble?
It is, a four-person scramble, which is a fantastic way to get introduced to golf. One of the great things about a scramble is obviously the fact that there's four of you that are hitting every single time, so there's not the pressure to necessarily hit a great shot every single time. But the other thing that I find out is even a brand new golfer will contribute at least a few times over the course of the day, and it's a way that everybody can feel like they're part of a team.
Yes, as you do, heading up our statistics program with the class in Grand Valley. And tell us lastly, Dr. Stevenson, again, the importance of endowment, of scholarships. Everyone needs to choose their form of higher education, whatever way that needs to be. And a little financial help is key.
Yeah, I agree. Especially in order to be able to enhance the academic experience, our scholarship fund has now reached the point where it's endowed. According to the university, we've raised over $30,000 and we'll be able to start distributing funds starting next year. And those funds could be used for a variety of ways. You know, if a student is working on a research initiative with a faculty member and they need some money to help publish a paper or go to a conference to present that paper, you know, that can be a barrier for some students to be able to participate in those kind of academic experiences. And this scholarship fund will be able to help those things. In addition, we'll be able to allocate some of the monies for tuition and those kind of things that can help students that are in need.
Well, one more time, details to register for June 15th would be?
Well, if you go to the class website, that's the website for the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences at GVSU. There'll be a little button or a little image there on the middle of the screen that says Class on the Green. If you click on that button, you'll be able to register for the outing or sign up to sponsor a hole, either one.
Driving range and registration opens at noon. Shotgun start 1 o'clock with the celebration afterwards. You will get your money's worth. And Dr. Stevenson, how do we find out more about you in a conversation on statistics?
Well, as you mentioned earlier, I'm the chair of the Department of Statistics, so all you got to do is reach out to the department, and I'll certainly respond as soon as I possibly can.
In between your healthy lifestyle and your walk in the ravines and more. All right, have fun. Thank you for your conversation, and see you on the 15th of June.
Thank you very much, Shelley.